Welcome to Assignment America Radio Show. I'm your host, Betty Kilbride. Exciting day this weekend for the Kansas City Royals, who won their first World Series championship in over 30 years. Congratulations, guys. You played a great game, great season, and I'm happy for you. Everyone deserves to win through hard work and determination and one hell of a roller coaster ride of games. Congratulations. Unfortunately, this weekend we also wound up having the loss of Fred Thompson, former senator from Tennessee and actor. He had a very long and hard battle with cancer. Unfortunately, he succumbed to that cancer this weekend. Our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family, for they will have a very long and drawn out grief. Because he was such a great man. He really, truly was. He was phenomenal here on the Hill in Washington, D.C. And his loss, not only to the political realm, but also to the entertainment world, will be a great loss. Ladies and gentlemen, effective today, Assignment America Radio Show will be a 30-minute show. It's been a very long and hard decision to make, but due to the schedule that I've got, especially in the next couple of months, is going to be very, very, very hard. And a one-hour show takes a lot of preparation. So I have decided that I am going to do just a quick 30-minute show every Monday. You never know. I might wind up doing a second or maybe a third 30-minute show during the week, because there's a lot of different issues that are coming up. And sometimes an hour just doesn't cut it. It should actually wind up being a 2 or 3 or 4 hour show. But I've talked to a lot of different people over the last few weeks, and the decision has been made that due to my schedule and the schedule of my researchers, that I'm going to do a 30-minute show. Just a quick monologue type of thing, opinion piece, whatever's going on in the world. And we'll take it from there. Maybe after the first of the year, when schedule is a little calmer, with there's no holiday schedules going on, we might go back to a one-hour show. But there's going to be possibly a new format come 2016, especially since we have got an amazing election year coming up. A lot of other issues internationally, nationally, that are coming up. And we're going to change the format completely, I think. It's still going to wind up being historical, political, social, economic, militarily. Those are all my fortes, so those will definitely continue. But we might actually add a few other segments, maybe possibly even during the week. So just to let you know, don't be looking for an hour break. Instead, it's going to be a quick 30-minute break. Now, let me switch gears here a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, we all saw that a noted Hollywood director made a very controversial statement inside of New York City during a protest against apparent brutality of police officers. The individual in question is Quentin Tarantino. You know, I have kept my tongue quiet because of the fact that I don't want to wind up passing judgment on somebody until I actually do a complete history, a complete investigation on it. But I have to tell you that, you know, as someone who has family members who are law enforcement, I personally took offense to his comments that, you know, law enforcement officers are nothing but murderers. I'm not alone in this assessment, because as of today, November 2nd, over 1,000 police units and associations, over 241,000 sworn law enforcement officers, including also their families, have come out against Quentin Tarantino. They have called for boycotts of any and all of his movies, upcoming and in previous. The boycott has now been joined by police unions not only in New York, Los Angeles, Houston, New Jersey, Chicago, Philadelphia, and all across the country. because honestly, his actions of October 24th at the Black Lives Matter rally in New York City to protest brutality by police officers was not only insensitive, inappropriate, it was downright dangerous. That protest, ladies and gentlemen, in case you forgot, was just 4 days after New York Police Department officer Randolph Holder was shot to death by a suspect while he was on duty. The attack on police officers throughout the country has truly gotten out of hand. The individuals with Black Lives Matter, it seems like, and a lot of my friends who are Black are actually saying the exact same thing. In fact, they're actually saying even worse things than I am about to say. Every life matters, not just one particular color, not just one particular social race. This particular group claimed that Blacks and Latinos were being attacked, being profiled. Really? Okay, this is getting a little out of hand. Absolutely out of hand. Like my friends who are Black have actually said, you know, listen, Black on Black murders happen every day of the week. Just go to Chicago. That happens on a daily basis. 10, 15, 20 people are being gunned down, shot, you know, and their lives are being taken away based on stupidity, drug use, gang use, you know, gang activity. Just as a drive-by for the hell of it, for fun on Friday or Saturday night. I mean, just look at the statistics of going on in Chicago. This is getting ridiculous. People, society itself, think that, you know, law, the laws that are actually within this country to protect us are something just to break every 5 minutes. A cop stops you, be respectful. Maybe his assessment or her assessment is wrong, then guess what? You can very, very easily talk your way out of it or accept the ticket or whatever it is and go to court and fight your case. If you think you have a strong case that you didn't do anything wrong, then guess what? Fight it. Fight it in a court of law. Don't fight it on the street by pulling out a gun and killing a cop, because that cop is just like you, a human being that walked out their door that morning, said goodbye to their family, their spouse, their children, their mom and dad, went to work to do a good day's job to protect the community in which they have a sworn oath to protect and defend, and wanted to come home that night. But some idiot, some criminal, decided that they wanted to take a pock shot at a cop. I personally have a problem with this. As an American citizen. And when somebody from Hollywood comes out and uses their notoriety and their fame to strike down the amazing work that police officers do on a daily basis by calling them murderers, I am going to take offense. As an American citizen, as a former New Yorker, you know, I wouldn't, now that I live in Washington, D.C., I wouldn't go back to New York and make a comment like that. Although I can because I'm a former New Yorker. But I would never do that. I would never disrespect those that are in uniform. Because majority of the police officers across the country, ladies and gentlemen, whether you realize it or not, are either former veterans or they're dual uniform. What's a dual uniform, you might be asking? They're also wearing the uniform of your state National Guard. Therefore, when there is a flooding, when there is a natural disaster, the lights go out throughout the entire state, and the state is actually called upon as a state emergency, the National Guard is the one that's called out. They don't care whether or not you're Black, white, purple, yellow, green. They don't care what country you came from. They're going to wind up saving your life if it's in danger. They're going to protect you no matter what. So when Quentin Tarantino calls police officers murderers, he's also calling our National Guard members murderers. He's calling our veterans murderers. And those three items themselves really piss me off. So I wound up going through a lot of Quentin Tarantino's background. He's gotten two Oscars. Let's go back and look at it. His last major film that he really made any real money from was Pulp Fiction, 1995. He made a little bit of money with Django Unchained in 2012. Both movies sucked as far as I'm concerned. I've watched both of them. And actually, they both suck. He writes mostly all violent movies, yet condemns cops for their taking out a criminal or a perp in a dangerous situation. Go figure. Some call him brilliant, creative, artistic, following his dreams. That's all well and good. But the guy is unhinged. He's arrogant, self-centered, verbally and mentally abusive. Plus, he's violent himself towards others. Believe me. I don't say that very lightly. I went through a lot of videos. I went through and talked to a lot of people that have worked with him. The man is unhinged. He will curse you out in a heartbeat. He will scream bloody murder at you on a movie set. He's actually thrown actors off his movie set. Therefore, he's a hypocrite. He produces all violent movies filled with weapons, brutality, and violence. He's promoted such violence, which puts the ideas into these criminals' minds. Therefore, he's part of the problem with society. Wouldn't you think? He's also a culprit of producing the demented society he has the nerve to also condemn. Cops for doing their own jobs. Cops protect the streets of our city from criminals who are hell-bent on causing havoc, mayhem, and violence against peaceful citizens. If a cop has to draw their weapon and shoot a perp, and the perp is killed as a result, then he feels it necessary, Quentin Tarantino, by the way, feels it necessary to call that cop a murderer. I think Tarantino needs to go back to his little, shack in Colorado, write your crappy movies. New York City doesn't need the likes of you and or your hostility in violent tendencies to come out and speak up against police officers that you apparently know nothing about. Have you ever spent any time with police officers? Have you ever talked to them? Have you ever talked to their families? Probably not. You have no clue what they go through on a daily basis. You're too busy with your Starbucks coffee, with your latte, being abusive to people, to paparazzi, that without the paparazzi, no one would even have a clue who the hell you were. But yet, when you have a movie being filmed, who does your security, Mr. Tarantino? Local police officers, local sheriff, local law enforcement. If you have a set that's set up and you leave for the night, who is it that is actually guarding your set at night? Local law enforcement. You're a hypocrite. Even your own father, who says that he loves you, disagrees with your comments and has requested that you retract your comments. One individual color of skin does not make society. Therefore, all human beings' lives matter. All lives matter. Not just black lives matter. And I'm not just saying that as a white chick. I'm saying that as an American citizen who has spoken to a lot of friends that are Latino, that are black, that are white, that are Asian. They're all fed up with this political movement, Black Lives Matter group, because they're actually out there to cause destruction of society. They're out there for their own personal agenda, which is a political agenda. Not a safety agenda. Not even close to a safety agenda. They are out there for their own political agenda. They want to incite violence. Don't ask me why, but they do. You know, and it's taken me a long time to figure this out. Actually, it hasn't taken me a long time to figure it out, but it's taken me a long time to, you know, decide whether or not to actually do this particular show. But I decided that it has to go that way, because honestly, somebody has to speak up and say something, because if we don't, guess what? The crap is going to continue to go on and on and on and on. And until we actually decide to say, listen, stop all the BS. Everyone needs to start working together to solve the problem that is going on. We need to solve the criminal element problem. We need to work together to stop criminals from perpetuating their horror in our communities. We have to stop drug dealers from attacking our children. We have to stop the felony lane gang, you know, from doing a snatch and grab, breaking into vehicles and stealing the identity of innocent citizens, and then wreaking havoc on their financial, you know, accounts, only to cause more horror. It's not just a violation of having your vehicle broken into, but then on top of that, now you've got, you know, you've got the ramifications of that one action attacking your checking account, your savings account, all your charge cards, everything. So in this digitalized world that we live in, where we everything is, you know, online and, you know, automatic pay and all that kind of stuff, you got to stop and undo everything and redo it all. And sometimes it takes up to 30 days to get that taken care of. Meanwhile, all your bills are backed up. So therefore, all your credit reports screwed up because now you're late. Quentin, you need to wind up changing your tune. And I really do hope to God that you will do a retraction statement and make an apology to law enforcement, because the law enforcement community is far-reaching, more far-reaching than you and your movies, because you got a new movie coming out in December, and I'm going to remind people come the beginning of December that your movie is coming out, and to blackball it. Boycott it 100%. You need to be taught a lesson. Your actions have financial ramifications. Same thing with Jamie Foxx turning around and telling you, you need to wind up telling the truth. Who the hell are you to tell the truth? What? You went to jail because you stole a book and you forgot to pay your parking fines? Oh, big deal. You're a big-time criminal. Okay. Honestly, you need to shut up. You need to be telling people out in the community, we all need to work together to find solutions to problems, not cause more of a problem and incite more violence and horror. You need to wake up and smell your own Starbucks coffee, Mr. Tarantino. That's all I'm going to say about that, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Assignment America Radio Show. I'm your host, Betty Kilbride. Follow me on all the social media sites under ELIZ Kilbride, KILBRIDE. I look forward to seeing you again next week, or maybe even during the week, depending on what my schedule looks like and what's going on in the world. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy. For all those out there wearing the uniform of the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marines, every day you put your uniform on, you make this humble American proud to be an American. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen.